Well, howdy guys. Now, here's a 33-year-old femme. And look at this picture. Got makeup on, hair's all done, smiling. She looks so loving and caring. But don't be fooled, guys, because this is the persona. And this is what mostly every femme projects. But when the shit hits the fan, the real femme true nature comes out. I guess she was married to this guy and had a couple of kids, and then it didn't sort of work out. And they were in a bitter custody battle for the children. And what that really means is the femme wants full control of the children and tries to stop the man or make it difficult for him to see his own children. You know, the usual. And although they were separated, she had full access to the marital home where the husband was staying. Anyway, during this custody battle, all of a sudden she became a lot nicer to him. Even offered to cook some meals for him. Anyway, one time she brought some wine over, and the man drank some of it. But during the night he started feeling unwell, started vomiting. And then it got even worse, and he called his mother. She came over and they took him to the hospital. And immediately he was put on dialysis. They found a chemical in his body that's found in antifreeze. So the police got involved, and they tested the wine and found that's where it came from. They asked the estranged wife, and she denied everything. But they found in her search history, on the internet, that she'd been searching for certain poisons. How much would it take to kill somebody? That sort of thing. With all the evidence stacking up against her, she finally admitted what she did, but said she didn't want to kill him, she just wanted to make him sick and suffer. Well, it doesn't say that she's a chemist, so she wouldn't really know how much, would she? I think we all know what she really wanted. And here we go, the excuse, guys, because he put her through mental cruelty. I'm sorry, I don't believe that for 1 minute. Mental cruelty comes from femmes. And here she is, I guess it might be her mugshot, because she's been charged with attempted murder. You notice how the persona's a bit different here. This is the victimhood look. You see, femmes will do anything at all to get what they want. She has no empathy towards her husband that she spent years with, and she doesn't care how much this hurts the children either. Because femmes think about one person only, themselves. Well, now the husband will get full custody of the children. But as usual, being a femme, she'll probably get a lighter sentence than a male would. And she'll say the usual things. He was physically abusive, aggressive, controlling. Where in reality, of course, it's the femme that is that. And it was just a stroke of luck that this man didn't die. Femmes usually always the ones that say love first. And yet they're the ones absolutely incapable of loving anybody else except themselves. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You take it easy now.